Hey.
Hey, there you are. Sorry about that.
Yep.
I really got to get that fixed.
It's all good. At least one of us can hear each other, so I know.
Well, more important that I hear you than you hear me, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, the only thing I was going to say is, not having Facebook ads and all that, you know, I don't have any of that set up either, so I would lean towards that, the cheaper, less extensive option, at least at this moment in time. I think the big thing is just being listed and, having the website, I think is all, that would be my main priorities at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, knock you if you're going that route just for a financial perspective, but, you know, I definitely like to have as many tools available to us as possible to help generate leads for your company each month. It just helps us kind of ensure your success if we have more than, the 6 or 7 that are in that pro package. I get it too. So, I mean, I would still recommend Facebook just because in your industry it is a place where there is traffic.
Sure.
But you have final say on everything. So if you want to go with the cheaper option at $199, I could definitely set you up with that. If you want to go with the platinum bundle with Facebook and the Amazon results as well, I could do that for the $299. So,
okay,
it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm just going to do the cheap one, and then if I, you know, am feeling good about marketing, I'll bump her up, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You can always call back in. You know, at that point, too, we'll already be in there. You'll have your tracking system. You'll know what we're bringing to the table, and it'll be an easier conversation, especially if we could get a couple of conversions or jobs come through.
Sure.
For you. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to create your Google business profile and submit the verification form. You're going to have to fill out this verification form, but on the first page of Google, you can only put one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Michael?
Yeah, it's Osterlo. It's Osterloo.
Okay. That's the first time I heard that one.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a written outline of the service agreement and then the username and password for your tracking system and your Google verification form, also receipt.
So, yep, it's Michael Osterlo, my first and last name, at hotmail.com.
Okay. Hotmail.
Yep.
You're showing your age here. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Sound healthy. All right. CT. All right. And then you said the PIN would go to Monticello?
Yep.
Okay. What's the street address?
109 Prairie Acres.
Prairie Acres. Oh, found it. There it is. Okay. 61856.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want me to hide the street address or leave it displayed?
Good question. It's my house, so I'm trying to... What's the general thought on that, I guess?
If it's your residence, hide it. You know, there's no reason for people to go there, then hide it, and we'll deactivate all turn-by-turn directions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
I don't need people knocking on the door.
Yeah. A lot of businesses that we work with, though, they also have, like, a brick-and-mortar. So that's where I would recommend have it displayed, so that way they can get the turn-by-turn directions. But if you're doing business from home, it would be even dangerous to have it up there.
Right.
There's no reason.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna hide it for you. All right, and then how would you like the hours of operation for the business listed?
We can just do, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay, or by appointment only?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I like that option better, too, because that way they could call you, but... You know, they're not expected to work. You can kind of hash it out with them once they're on the line.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably have to have 2 or 3 conversations with your clients on average anyway before you actually Yeah, meet up with them.
Okay. Yep.
But I don't want to display that or dissuade them from calling by having that little close sign up there.
Yeah.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't have a card set up yet.
Okay. Financing options available?
No.
No? Okay. That's like if you want to do split payments and stuff. Okay, so let's save. All right, save. No card. All right. And then we need to schedule a client interview to fully customize your campaign. So the client interview is going to be with a separate technician. They're going to walk you through it. They have set questions. They'll go over, like, your keywords, the service area that you want to target, and then getting started on the website, getting the domain purchased. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. When do you think would be the best time for you?
I'm pretty free most days during the day, so I don't know
how soon you can do it.
Well, I shouldn't say that. My phone is available.
Okay.
Most days.
So we usually like to do it same day or following day. The soonest that I could do today, we have two more remaining. I have a 4 to 5 CT, and I have a 5 to 6 CT.
I would probably... Probably not.
Okay.
If I could do it another day earlier, so kids home.
Okay, I gotcha. We could do tomorrow. We usually like same day or following day because we'll submit the verification form to Google and everything right away, and the PIN goes out. But I can do, the earliest tomorrow would be our first available. Man, where are we here? I could do 9 a.m. Central.
Yep, that works.
Okay. That'll give you time to get back from taking care of the kids, getting them to school.
Yep,
okay.
Dropping them off. Yep.
Okay. I hear you on that one. My oldest just started school this year.
That's what ours is.
And I cried. I said I wasn't going to. I'm like, oh, I hope they're nice to him. Yeah.
Yep.
Man. He knows how to fight, though. He'll be okay.
Yep.
I made sure he got that part down, but I get nervous.
Yep.
I'm better with it now, though. The teacher, I gave the teacher my number and was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I know this is probably a little too much, but I didn't even put him in daycare or anything, so it's
oh, like, really? Yeah.
Yeah, so
yep.
I wasn't used to that. Neither was Mama Bear. All right.
Yep.
All right, here we go. So I'm scheduling this client interview. They're going to send a calendar invitation to you, to your Hotmail,
okay.
And then they'll text you. It's an automated text message reminder 1 hour before.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
That way you don't forget. All right,
yep.
And then I'm going to send over your verification form. You got to fill this out. This lasts for all your paperwork. And then I'll send you everything in writing as well. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Oh, the credit card. And I'm going to have to grab that.
Okay.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay, and does this have your business name on it as well, or does it just have your first and last?
Yeah, it's got my business name.
Okay, perfect. I want to make sure that matches up. You could write this off here soon. And then the billing address, is it going to be the same as the street address we're sending the PIN verification letter?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
9961.
9961.
9210.
9210. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
329.
329. And then 3-digit code on the back.
152.
152. Okay. And there is a security question in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives or vice versa.
Yes.
Maybe they just want to verify it to you. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We can do city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born?
Freeport.
Shreveport? Louisiana?
Freeport. F-R-E-E.
Oh. Gotcha.
Port.
I gotcha.
Yep.
Sorry. Thought I heard the Shreveport, Louisiana there.
All right.
I gotcha. All right. Let me re-enter. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
MJOPLLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael Osterlo, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. I know you're a busy guy already. We're not going to ride you too hard if you're missing calls from customers. Obviously, you retain the right to refuse service to anybody. But if you see calls coming from us, definitely answer it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then where was I? All right. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we're building your Google business profile from scratch, but you are not binded to any kind of contract. Okay, so it's a true month-to-month agreement. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 9th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $199 for a pro package. I've included the website for you at no additional cost or the domain purchase, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 9th day, but you'll keep the discounted price of $199 for as long as you're with us. Okay.
Cool.
Now, it does state there you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due, like before the 9th day, so that way we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment here. And then let me know when you get the three text messages. There's going to be three of them that will come through automatically. Okay. It'll be your tracking system info, your Google verification form, and an outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms you got to sign off on.
Okay.
I'm going to sit on the line with you here, make sure you get everything, you know what it looks like. Now, if takes you a second, I know it's asking for, like, license, insurance, business registration, photos, things like that. Obviously, you might not have all that stuff readily available, but I just want to make sure you know what the form looks like and how to get to it, so that way when you do have it available, you can go ahead and fill it out.
Okay.
So it might take you a day or two. That's fine. Usually it takes our guys, like, 2 days on average, I think, 2 or 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said those are coming through as a text or?
Text and email. It should come through to both. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes one gets there before the other, though.
Okay. I've got an email with an invoice.
Okay. That one might be the subscription terms. So I'll have, like, a link in there. Most likely.
Oh, yeah. Click here to accept subscription terms.
There's everything outlined in black and white there for you. Sure. I'll have the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation, and then the Google verification form and your username and password for your tracking system are the next ones that I'm looking for here.
Okay.
Okay. So they should come through. They're all automation, so sometimes it takes 30 seconds or a minute before they come through, but they'll come through.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But as long as you have those things, then we're basically good to go until the client interview tomorrow morning at 9.
Okay.
And then my direct number and extension and our customer service line is attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to call in, okay? I always say our educated clients are our happiest clients because they know what we're bringing to the table for their business. So
sure. Don't hesitate. Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. I'll let you get back to your work schedule there, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 9, okay?
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. I'll talk to you then.
All right.
Bye. Bye.